Get up.
Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.
Wiggy embarrassed his wife the other day.
I wouldn't say that. I don't think I embarrassed her. Okay.
Would she say that?
She would say that.
Yeah, okay.
She would say that once again. So here's what happened, okay? We went down to D.C. this past weekend for my son's AAU basketball team. You know, we travel, we go, he plays for Mass Rivals. So we travel, we go all over the place, and we play in these tournaments. So we're down in D.C., and one of my buddies that I played with at the Patriots, Otis Smith, he lives down there, him and his wife.
Okay.
So we went out. We said, all right, we're going to go to dinner. We had some time. And there's this place down in D.C. It's called National Harbor. It's like on the waterfront. It's got nice restaurants. It's got this big Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, we should go there and grab dinner. I think it might have been Saturday night we went down there. So it was my youngest son, my wife, me, him, and his wife. So we go down there. We meet them down there and trying to figure out where we're going to go eat in a couple different restaurants. And it's a cool place. So we go to this one restaurant first. And it's like we walk into the restaurant. So I walk in. I'm kind of, you know, the leader of the pack.
Yeah.
So I walk into the restaurant and I ask the hostess. I say, you know, table for five. She goes, oh, sorry, we're not taking walk-ins. I said, all right, but isn't, you know, it's a restaurant. I mean, this wasn't like it was packed. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a jungle and there was millions of people.
Yeah.
I said, well, you know, table for five. Well, we're not taking walk-ins. And that, now, granted, it's like 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
So it's not like we walked in at, say, 10:45 and we're trying to get a meal. So we try to figure out, all right, where we go. So there was another restaurant. The only thing, it was kind of up the stairs. So, you know, the women had high heels on. They didn't want to
walk up the stairs.
Yeah, they didn't want to walk up the stairs.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, let me go check and see what the deal is. So my son and I, we go up the stairs. So we walk into this restaurant. And, you know, these are nice restaurants. Not like they're, you know, not like I'm walking in Applebee's.
Yeah.
Right? You know? So we walk up there. I go into the restaurant. And there's like maybe two people in front of me. And there was two hostess, right? Yeah. And they're walking around. And there's literally two people. I think it was a guy and his wife and then two women. And we're waiting. You know, usually the hostess walk in, they greet you and they say, you know, how many people in your party? You know. And I literally was standing there for 10 minutes. And these two hostess, they were as dumb as a box of rocks. Because they didn't ask nobody, like, you know, how many in your party and this, that, and the other. So now my thermometer is starting to run hot. You know, starting to run hot. So I'm waiting and it's like 10 minutes. So I get a text from my wife. She's like, come on. We found the restaurant. And I'm like, well, just let me see, because it's a nice restaurant. It was Italian. I had my, you know, my beak was wet for some Italian.
You wanted that big meatball?
Right. And I'm just like, please just get to me so I can ask how long for five people? If she says 45 minutes, something like that, okay, I leave. But she didn't even wait. So I was like, I just walked up and I said, you guys got to do a better job than this, right? I mean, there's two of you here. And there's only two people in front of me. It shouldn't take this long. It's not like you're building a bridge. So I went to the other restaurant where my wife and they were at. And they were sitting down. Only problem was we were outside.
Yeah.
On the patio. And it was cold. So we're sitting there in the restaurant outside. And I'm like, I can't do this. I'm freezing my ass off, right? And they're like, oh, so I go, I'm going to go.
Wiggy's getting hot again.
Yeah, right. So at this point, my temperature's running.
Outside would be good.
So I go inside. And I go to the hostess. I said, hey, listen, you know, do you know how they have those tables near the bar and those aren't like the reserved ones?
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can just ask. So I said, okay, you know, can we sit in here? There was a table open. So she goes, 45 minutes. So I look around, and now I'm the only person in the waiting area. I look around, I go, 45 minutes. I go, am I missing something? There's nobody else in here but me. I go, there's a table right there, 45 minutes. I said, wait a second, 45 minutes for the wait? There's nobody here. She's like, 45 minutes. I said, but we're outside, it's cold. Can we just, you know, can we sit right there? No, 45 minutes. So ultimately, the manager came over and stuff.
God.
And we were able to get in because my buddy put his name on the list, so they text us, so we get ready to go in. So we're like, all right, we're going to go in. We're just going to move our stuff from it because we ordered the appetizers, drinks, and food. So we're just going to move it inside. You can't do that. I'm like, they're coming from the same kitchen. It's not like you got six different kitchens. No, you can't do that. You either got to eat outside or you got to cancel your order. So at this point, I'm, you know, MFing her up and down the road. Yeah. Like, what the hell is this all about? This place is an effing this. So we finally sit down and eat. And, you know, I was pissed the whole meal. So at the end, I told my son, I said, watch, this is how you take care of people who are disrespectful.
Oh, God. My God.
Wow.
So I walk up to her and I said to her, I said, listen, I said, you're a hostess. You're not a security guard checking IDs at a club. Be a little bit nicer. And she was like, she started saying, I said, stop being an a-hole. Learn how to be nice. And, you know, hey, maybe if you would have did more with your life, you'd be happy.
Wow. Really?
And so she said something. And I said, I can't. I kind of threw this one in. Let's just say she was a little heavy. Yeah. So I walked away. I said, I can't help that you might have missed the meal today.
Oh, my God.
And life lessons from Wiggy to his son.
And my wife was like, I'm so embarrassed. I was like, but it wasn't my fault, though.
Oh, God. My eyes are tearing right now. Did your son say anything after that? Like, was he like, okay, Dad, thanks for the life lesson?
No, he goes, are you going to say something on the way out? I said, yeah, I'm going to say something. I said, you don't let people walk all over you and be disrespectful.
Whose side are you on in this situation? Are you on Wiggy's side? Are you on the hostess's side?
But you know what, Romero? I feel like you have a right to be disrespectful.
Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree with Wiggy. He had all right to do that. Sometimes you got to blow up on somebody. And I work in a sense in a customer service retail. And, you know, you ask them, you try to be nice, you try to be friendly with your own coworkers, and they'll come out the woodwork and say whatever they want to your face. And sometimes I had to blow up on dude and say, dude, I'm an independent contractor. You can't get mad at me because I'm getting paid double what you do to do the same exact thing. I was like, dude, if you would have stayed in school, got some experience in what you do, they'll pay you for it.
My boy did that one time. We were getting gas from and it was raining outside like crazy, and it was a full serve place.
Okay.
And the guy was kind of mad because, like, he had to come out in the rain to pump our gas. And my boy who was in my car, I was driving, right? I'm hoping that the guy, when I pulled off, I'm like, please, I hope that he didn't think I said this. My boy was like, hey, if you don't like pumping gas in the rain, you should have gone to college. And then I was like, oh. But he said it as we were driving off because the guy was giving an attitude. And I'm like, okay, I can never pump gas there again. Crystal, what's your story?
All right. So I agree with Woody 110%. I was in a dollar store buying balloons. The cashier was wrong on the colors. She got a little mousy. Then the owner of the store got a little mousy. And I said under my breath, gee, I'd like to slap this chick right now. I wasn't saying it to nobody. I was minding my business, saying it to myself. The cashier said something. She called me white trash. She said, am I buying balloons at the dollar store? I said, in a nice sense, I said, honey, you work at the dollar store. Maybe if you had an education, this wouldn't be happening.
Oh, my God.
How are we all so judgmental all of a sudden?
How is she going to tell her? How is she going to tell her what? How are you buying balloons at the dollar store?
Wow.
It's like,
chick, you're working here.
Get up. Ramiro, Pebbles, Melissa, and Wiggy.
Waking your ass up.
The Get Up Crew.
The new Hot 96.9.